And again, I know that this morning is sort of slightly different, because I'm now totally in here and I'm looking out and I'm seeing the wind, or actually I can't see the wind, but I'm seeing the rain still going slightly sideways. So I'm not going to try and battle it, but work from inside the hole here. But thankfully you can still hear. I want to take a look at Romans chapter 6 that I read. Romans chapter 6 verses 12 to 23. I'm going to start at verse 16. Verse 16 says this: "Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness?" This is something that is probably strange for most of us, because we think that whenever we become Christian, whenever we come to Jesus, we are free. That we are made free. And yet this verse seems to contradict that, because it says that we're still slaves. "Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness?" The Bible talks about us as being slaves, because a slave in a way has got no rights. And a slave is someone who chooses, well, let's say, let's change that a minute. A slave is someone who has no choice, because they are made to obey. But where I was going to go is I was just flicking to the end of my Bible, which in a sense is a bit difficult whenever you've only got the one hand, because I'm holding a microphone. But I wanted to turn, and I've turned to the Epistle of Jude, which is the penultimate book of the Bible, just before Revelation. And I want to read what the first verse, or the first part of the first verse, says in Jude. It says, "Jude, a bond servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to those who are called, sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ, mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you." So actually that's the first two verses. Let me read that again. "Jude, a bondservant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to those who are called, sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ, mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you." I wanted to read that because of the term a bond servant. And a bond servant is someone who chooses to be a slave. And Jude, who is that book in the Bible, he chose of his own free will to be a slave of our Lord Jesus Christ, but uses the term bond servant because it was his choice. But you see, the reality is we all choose every day. And it's one of those words that you're familiar from me and with me, is that we have choices, and we all make choices. We made choices to come here today, even though that it's not nice, that it's uncomfortable, that we're still having to sit in our cars. It's difficult because of the rain coming in, because you need to open your window even a slight bit to be able to hear me more clearly, and you risk getting soaked. And to that extent, even this morning, I've chosen to step in to the actual hallway of this hall so that I'm not going to get soaked. Practical things, choices that we make. And as I announced at the beginning, people will make choices as to what to do next week, because we have to do our best to comply with the guidelines because of COVID-19. We make choices. But in our life every day, we either choose to sin or we choose to live for Jesus. But hopefully, ultimately, somewhere along in our life's path is that we all have made the choice to follow Jesus to the best of our ability. Whenever we believed in him, whenever we came to that place of acknowledging and accepting him as our Lord and Savior. And that very much is what this is talking about in verse 16 of Romans chapter 6. It's talking about that decision. Because when people haven't made that decision to follow Jesus or to believe in him, or in the sense they just give him lip service, but he hasn't got their heart, because again, that's their choice. What verse 16 says is, do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one's slaves whom you obey? And in essence, whether you like it or not, we all were slaves to Satan. And that came about whenever Adam and Eve ate of the fruit in the garden. Every single one of us has been born. And when we were born into sin, and we were born into service of Satan. Because he's the author of death. Because that's why the verse goes on and says, you are that one slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death. And chapter 6 of Romans ends with a very well-known verse, verse 23. For what it says is, for the wages of sin is death. And all sin and ungodliness, all unrighteousness, all our choices that are our choices outside of God, all our choices that do not submit to Jesus, lead to death. That's the fruit. You see, we look at a tree and we're familiar in the country in Fermanagh of trees and what grows on them. People have apple trees, or even, you know, the chestnuts and the conkers. They produce a harvest. They produce fruit. And all the fruit lives. But it's an analogy that's being used here, is that if you choose sin, the fruit will be death. But the death is not just talking about a fruit that may die. The death is talking about eternal death and eternal separation from God. And that's awful. That's not good news. But it is the truth. And each and every one of us get to choose whether we live like that or not. Now, I'm talking about an ultimate, as in before Christ, before someone is born again. But when you become born again, whenever you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you then become his slave. But the problem is, even as Christians, we still can and do at times sin. Because, yes, whenever we become a Christian, we become a saint. And I've said this before, because in the epistles, Paul wrote to the saints in Ephesus. He wrote to different people, but he said he wrote to the saints. And even though at times we find it hard to think of ourselves as saints, we are, if you're in Christ. And the reason why we find it difficult to think of ourselves as saints is because we still tend to sin at times. And all of us and each of us are so aware of whenever we get it wrong. We don't need people to point the finger at us, because we point so many fingers at ourselves whenever we fall. And again, it tells us that in Romans, that all have fallen short of the glory of God. But when we come to Christ, we have moved over into a new creation. We have moved over into heaven, in essence. And we have become saints. But as saints, we are not sinless. Rather, as saints, we sin less. So yes, we may still sin at various times, but we sin less. And part of the reason why we sin less is what it says in the rest of that verse 23, the last verse of chapter 6. The whole verse says this: "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." And the wonderful truth is that whenever we come to Jesus and we accept and believe him as our Lord and our Savior, we receive the gift of God, of which is eternal life in and through Jesus Christ our Lord. And the gift that God gives to us is what transforms us and makes us more like him. In fact, goes beyond that, because 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." But even though we're brand new, unfortunately, our minds are much like a computer. And our minds retain all the information of our life. And so therefore, we remember the sin that we used to do of old, which is why we still tend, or we still have the tendency to sin. But the wonderful good news is, but we have the gift of God, which is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So verse 16 again: "Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death, which is the position of all of us before we come to Jesus, or of obedience leading to righteousness, which is what happens whenever we come to Christ. And we choose to be obedient to him, because we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." Because that's what 2 Corinthians 5:17 is talking about. "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. You are righteous. You have become brand new." But in choosing to be righteous, in choosing to be brand new, we are choosing to live for God rather than choosing to live for sin, even though we do and will occasionally sin. But the wonderful thing is the more and more that you see yourself as a saint, when you see yourself as who you are in Christ, when you see yourself and you acknowledge and recognize the gift that God has given you, when you realize how much Almighty God loves you, when you realize how much he wants to enclose you and encompass you about with himself, you will sin less. Because your focus becomes God. Your focus becomes his love. Your focus becomes all that he has to give you. The focus is, wow, Almighty God loves me. Why would I want to hurt him? Why would I want to continue in my sin whenever I look at all that he has given me? I would gladly serve him. I would gladly make myself a slave to him. I can understand and agree with Jude. I would gladly make myself a bond servant, a slave by choice to the Lord God Almighty, because I'm understanding more and more day by day what he has done for me. Why would I want to work against that? Why would I want to freely go and do whatever I like? That just doesn't make sense. Because the more I realize and understand that he is love, the more I realize and understand who he is with me. Because he walks with me. And I want to walk with him. Why would I not serve him? Why would I not want to be his slave? And as I've said before, is to fall in love with God or realize actually how much he loves you. Because when you realize how much he loves you, you'll give him everything. Absolutely everything. He holds nothing back from us. It's nearly like in a way, and I know it doesn't say that here, but it's nearly like in a way that Almighty God is a slave to us because of his love. Because of his love, he just pours himself out for us. How can we not do the same back again? So Romans 6 and verse 16. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness? And verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for your word and everything that it teaches us. We thank you for the example of people like Jude, who of his own free will chose to be a bondservant to Jesus, chose freely to make himself a slave. We thank you for the writings of Paul in all the letters. We thank you for the recordings of Jesus in the Gospels. In fact, he is the very word, the written word of the Bible, the word of God. Help us to read, to learn, to listen, to embrace everything that is you, as you reveal yourself to us and as you walk with us day by day. Help us to hear you, Lord, clearly. For Jesus Christ's sake, amen.